You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
303 Gym Class coming your way on this Tuesday here on KGYM. Good show coming up for you. We are going to talk NFL draft with you. Our friend Dan Shank of Arlad Scouting Service will stop on by. We will talk with Dan Shank of Arlad Scouting Service coming up in just a little bit as a coverage of the NFL draft about a month away will not be open to the public, but we will have the draft as of right now, and we will talk about that with Dan Shank coming up in just a little bit. Plenty of college basketball news today for you to chew upon and a whole lot more. It is a Gym Class coming your way on this Tuesday, the 24th. Up March, presented by Hennings Financial, right here on KGYM. And we welcome you into the Gym Class on this Tuesday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, the Gym OT in Cedar Rapids, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 for all you good folks in the Iowa City, Coralville, Johnson County area. Scott Unash with you here in studio. Mark Dukes on his back porch on a brisk but sunny day here today. And we thank you for tuning in wherever you are. As we get through what we're getting through right now with preventing the spread of the coronavirus out there, and we encourage you, if you can't listen to us terrestrially as far as the radio is concerned, you can do listen to us in a variety of ways. You can go to the KGYM Radio app. You can go to our website at KGYMRadio.com. We encourage you to do so. You can also get in on the conversation and listen into the program via the skills through your Alexa as well. Mark Dukes joining us. How is everything on the porch today?
Just as it has been the last week, Scott. Just fine.
Little sun today, so make things a little bit warmer, I would imagine, out there for you. So we hope.
Yeah. That's always good to see. And by the way, Governor Kim Reynolds has just concluded her daily news conference, and right now, I didn't catch all the news, but there's plenty of outlets out there for you to check it out.
Yeah, the biggest piece of news, I think, is the fact that another day, and still, at least for the state of Iowa, is concerned anyway, not a complete shelter-in-place order at this point, as far as the governor is concerned. Still talking about practices to slow the spread of the pandemic, and hoping to, that's what we're hoping to do right now, is to control the spread of it. But like I said, as of right now, no stay in place orders in your home. I think for the most part, Iowa's doing a very fine job as far as heeding to the advice given to a lot of people out there. Gym Class is always presented by Hennings Financial Incorporated, your retirement rollover specialist. Find out more with Hennings Financial. You can go to our website at KGYMRadio.com. We encourage you to do so and check out more about Hennings Financial. And we'll tell you about some other ways that you can help out some local businesses as well before 4 o'clock today as far as curbside service and restaurants that are still open as far as curbside pickup and just other ways to enjoy food locally. And we'll do that before 4 o'clock here today. The First Federal Credit Union text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You can also find out more about First Federal Credit Union by going to our website at KGYMRadio.com. Plenty, Mark, to talk about as far as college basketball is concerned. Kind of a busy day before we dive in with Dan Shanka in just a little bit from Arlad Scouting Service. We're going to talk a lot about the NFL draft, which is about a month away. The worst kept secret in the state of Iowa as far as college basketball came to fruition today over in Ames with the announcement by Tyrese Halliburton.
Yes, he is going to enter the NBA draft, and he's thought of very highly. You know, I wasn't floored by Halliburton's play. He's a terrific player, don't get me wrong. I looked at about a half a dozen mock drafts today, Scott, and, you know, take those for what they're worth. But Halliburton is thought to be anywhere from a fourth or a 13th pick in the first round. And that fourth pick comes from Kyle Boone at CBS Sports. But obviously people think very highly of him. And if he's going to be a top 10 pick, why not?
Yeah. And like I said, this was the worst kept secret, I think, as far as college basketball in the state of Iowa was concerned. Even back when the announcement was made that the wrist was injured, he was going to shut things down. Iowa State was not having a particularly fine season at that particular time anyway, and things kind of went south after that without Tyrese Halliburton. But Iowa State, I think, was probably banking on 2 years with Halliburton, and they got 2 years with Halliburton. So, yeah, we'll wish him the best as he will hear his name called, we hope, fairly early when the NBA gets together, whenever that's going to be, and have their draft here for 2020, we hope.
You know, Iowa State in recent years has really turned out to be a pretty good feeder system for the NBA. I'm not going to start listing names, but you know the Monte Morris and George Niang and Nazmi Chulong and on and on. Now Tyrese Halliburton appears, excuse me, to be a very high draft pick. Will it end there?
True, true. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in where you think Tyrese Halliburton will go as far as the NBA draft is concerned. Is he going to be a lottery pick? What are your thoughts about it? Love to hear from you out there on the First Federal Credit Union text line. Again, that number is 319-366-1600. Steve Prohm talking with Tommy Birch right now, the Des Moines Register. Tommy reporting it on Twitter. Prohm declines to get into specifics about how he'll construct his roster and what he's looking for right now. Remember, Tyrese Halliburton now gone. Iowa State has also had three other players transfer out of the program. You got to think that Iowa State is looking headlong into bringing in some transfers. They've been down this path before, but Iowa State's going to be it's going to be a very different looking roster next year, and without other people as well, like Halliburton, Michael Jacobson, people like that. So if you're wondering about Xavier Foster being thrown into the fire right away, I think the answer is a resounding yes at this present time.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, Scott. And he may have been brought along more slowly. The big guy out of Oskaloosa, I think he missed some time this year.
Yes, he did.
I could be wrong about that, yeah. But, you know, between the transfer portal and whatnot, I don't think there's any question that's the way Steve Prohm will go to a certain extent anyway.
True. Some other basketball news and nuggets before we get to the biggest one of the day. Congratulations to former Iowa City West product Sabian Sims, the Kirkwood player. He announced that he is going to continue his college basketball career for the University of North Dakota. And Sabian was very good his senior year at Iowa City West, was a terrific player for Kirkwood the last couple of years, and I think he's going to be a very good help as far as North Dakota is concerned. I believe that is the Summit League up there. Wrestling news, Spencer Lee was named the most, I didn't know there was such a thing, Mark, most dominant wrestler in Division I this year. Does that mean he kicked the most butt?
Well, they have a certain criteria in terms of pins and technical falls and whatnot, and they rank these wrestlers. I think Alex Marinelli was number 11 on the list, and I think Spencer Lee had fewer than 20 matches. I could be wrong about that, or right around there, but he was dominant. I think he went to the third period once, maybe twice.
I think it was twice.
With an opponent. Yeah. That's pretty dominant.
Pretty dominant out there. Baseball news. Not good news if you're a fan of the New York Metropolitans, and that is that Noah Syndergaard will undergo Tommy John surgery. He will miss the entire, if there is a 2020 season, he's going to miss it. Probably will be back ish July 4th of 2021. That was discovered earlier on today. There was speculation about that for a long, long time, and it came to fruition today as far as the New York Mets are concerned. So one of the contenders, again, if there is baseball, we hope there will be someday, but if there is baseball in 2020, the New York Mets are going to lose a big, big horse as far as staying with the Atlanta Braves, the new-look Philadelphia Phillies, and the defending world champion Washington Nationals in that National League East.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Chris Sale shut down for the year, if I have my facts right.
Yep.
There. He of the Boston Red Sox, former White Sox. So two pitchers right there who are at or near the top of the heap in starting pitching. And Syndergaard, man, I can't imagine rehabbing after that injury. I mean, more than a year to get back to form. Wow.
True. One more piece of note before we get to the big piece of note today, and that is ratings in. Nearly a million people, Mark, tuned in to the iRacing on FS1 on Sunday afternoon to watch NASCAR guys virtually race each other. It's the largest ever. Now, you could pretty much have concluded that this was going to happen. I have to word this carefully here. It's the most watched e-sport event of all time.
Well, I don't know what the competition is, but I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah, it beat some Mortal Kombat thing from a few years ago that I don't ask me about it. I have no idea, but it did. And so you kind of knew that was going to be the way it was going to play out, but it's official.
Yeah, you and I counted among the million people that tuned in, at least for part of the race. And we talked a little bit about esports and, you know, Iowa colleges and how they have developed programs under the umbrella of the athletics department at the various schools. And read an interesting story today in the Gazette, Upper Iowa, facing off against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at 9 o'clock. The thing is on, you can watch it on your computer. I don't know that I will, but Upper Iowa undefeated. Didn't know that.
Peacocks getting it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about prime time starting times for these events. Apparently 9 o'clock. Yeah, let's get it together. You know, before you go to bed and after you eat. Yeah, we'll get together at 9. Why not?
Esports have off-season conditioning and OTAs and all that. I doubt it.
I am not getting into I am not touching that with a 10-foot pole. 319-366-1600 as we join you here on a Tuesday edition of the program here on KGYM. I don't know if this is real or not, or if this is the so-called fake news, but of course we had the LA Rams yesterday with their logo, and apparently the LA Chargers have released some of their new logo, and doesn't look a whole lot different than the old logo, if you will, just a little lightning bolt coming down the A of Chargers. So, like I said, I didn't know they were bringing that out today, and If that is not real, then let me know. But it's all over the internet right now. Not quite as much around here, Mark. Can we consider this a little bit of normalcy? And we'll talk more about this after we talk to Dan Shanka. But the story of the day concerns college basketball. First of all, congratulations. It is now official. Luka Garza is a consensus All-American. And that is terrific for him. Not a big surprise out there. But Mark, a little bit of normalcy going out there because Hawkeye Nation is up in arms today. as Obi Toppin was hailed as the National Player of the Year by one organization, not Luka Garza. And people are outraged around Eastern Iowa and beyond.
Well, they're flipping out because they have nothing else to be upset about right now. And Associated Press, Obi Toppin garnered 34 votes, Luka Garza 24, and Toppin was named Player of the Year by AP. And, you know, let's move on. In my mind, Toppin is going to be a top five NBA pick. But to me, does Dayton really play the schedule that Iowa did? And did Toppin really do against that schedule what Garza did? I will say Toppin's more spectacular. You're not going to see the dunks out of Luka Garza that you're going to see from Obi Toppin. But what Garza did, I can't see anybody matching up to what he did, including Toppin.
I agree, but if you recall, I said about a month ago that Luka Garza probably is not going to win the Player of the Year because it usually goes to what? Name a sport, baseball, football, even basketball, hockey, whatever the case may be. It goes to what? The top player for a top team. Not that Iowa did not have a terrific season in 2019-2020. But Dayton was a top five team. More than likely could have been a number one seed. Who's their best player? Who's the guy that's going to be the number one draft choice? Probably going to be the number one guy as far as the NBA draft, if it comes up in 2020 is concerned. That's Obi Toppin. And I told folks then, do not be disappointed. It does not mean that Luka Garza did not put up sterling numbers. It didn't mean that he didn't deserve the award. But how many times does probably the most deserving guy or gal in a sport get the top honor? It's also even more in this day and age, it's more of the team associated with the individual. And I think that's what it is again this year.
That's very true. That's true of managers of the year, coaches of the year, whatnot. It's a very subjective thing, obviously. I saw some games, Kansas games, where Azubuike, the center there, I was wowed. I said, is Garza really good as this kid? And certain games Garza was, but there's another very, very good player.
Oh, yeah. Ton of them out there. We'll talk more, like we said, about this and get your reactions at 319-366-1600. Coming up after we check in with our friend Dan Shanka and talk a little bit of NFL football and the draft with him coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. And we are going to talk some football coming up in just a little bit. 1345. Relax, Hawkeye fans. It's just an award. It's not like he's going to get a check for it yet. Yet. a lot of Hawkeye fans hoping that the checks don't start rolling in to Luka's account for two more years.
Well, that's very true. And I don't know who I was talking to yesterday. And one of the, you know, the drawbacks of this virus is with all the awards Garza's getting, he's not going to be able to travel around and enjoy the fruits of his labor. Joined by many others, obviously, but when you have a season like this, you ought to be able to enjoy, the honors that come your way.
Yeah, and is not going to be able to do that this year. All right, 3:22. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about Obi Toppin versus Luka Garza here in just a little bit. But we're going to talk NFL draft. It is still on the books about a month from now. Dan Shanka of Our Lad Scouting Service is going to join us coming up next. If you have a question for Dan, love to have you print it out or present it to us on the text line at 319-366-1600, whether it be a local player, Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, Division III, Drake, what have you. If you have a player that you have in mind for your team, let us know. on the text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Dan Shanka after this.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, they're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played. To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart 263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great-paying career. And you earn while you learn. Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. Sports and your favorite music on your mobile device with a touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and SmartRockin.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you on the Gym Class, 325 here at KGYM. Scott Udash from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Mark Dukes from his sunny back porch. As we're going to talk a little bit about the NFL draft coming up. Dan Shanka of Our Lad Scouting Service set to join us here coming up next. Want to let you know, though, your way to help out as far as local restaurants are concerned with curbside pickup, delivery, and drive-through. That includes our good friends at La Cantina Bar and Grill. They're offering free box lunches for kids. They do ask that you call ahead and speak with a manager to arrange a time for pickup. You can also order lunch or dinner for delivery or curbside pickup. Also, Papa Murphy's, they are open to grab a take-and-bake pizza for the entire family. Ziojano's as well. And you can find out more about some of these restaurants or all of them that we want to help you out with. All you need to do is go to kgymradio.com. We got a list right there, a partial list. And thanks to all for staying open and helping out as far as this crisis is concerned. Dan Shanka set to join us right now. Our Lad Scouting Service, the NFL draft still set for about a month from now in Las Vegas. Sans the public, though. And as like we said, as of right now, still set and ready to go. That's still set and ready to go. That's the last you have heard, and everything's moving on as scheduled, right, Dan?
Well, that's my understanding. Now, I think the commissioner is going to be, I don't know, he's going, maybe, I haven't seen it, but I haven't got anything from the league office, but I think he's going to be working out of his office there. Now, maybe I missed it. Maybe they're going to have a thing in Las Vegas, but I think that he was going to work out there, work out of the, you know, make the announcement of the players and everything there. And then, you know, and then the players were going to be on site at different places, you know, at their home base or whatever. And then, you know, teams were going to make almost like the old days. It's like old school draft, you know, so without all the dog and pony show and circus. So, you know, it'd be a refreshing change, I think. And no pomp and circumstance. Just steak and no sizzle.
No bro hugs, though. No bro hugs for the number one draft choices.
No, the commissioner's back probably thanks him for that.
True.
It's going to be a lot different, Dan, because these look-ins to the war rooms and, you know, what's happening at each table at the actual draft. And now you just got a collection of people at distance. And I'm going to be interested to see how this thing's covered.
Yeah, I absolutely, Mark. I tell you, we're going to miss seeing our draft guide and all those draft tables, you know, and the sites where they're at, either Nashville or Chicago or Philadelphia. But, hey, maybe they'll still have a few on the team tables when they, you know, make the announcements, because that was always a fun thing for our subscribers to do. They'd see it, take a snapshot, and shoot it to us, you know what I mean? And yeah, we'll be anxious to see what goes on. But, hey, it's like everything else. Tough times, you know, the tough people hang in there, and that's what we're all about around here. I know that.
Very much so. And is it going to be harder? We went through everything in Indianapolis as far as the combine. We had the All-Star Games just past the end of the college football bowl season. But pro days are what we are missing out on right now, the individual workouts, if you will. How much harder is it going to be to evaluate those last second, maybe third, fourth, fifth round guys? Or is it going to be harder? Is this maybe the way of the future here? I don't know. How do you see it all play out?
Well, you know, I think this, that, you know, you're going to concentrate on your area scouts, what they've seen over the past 2 years on these guys, and they're going to know these players inside and out. The coaches can talk to the area scouts. There's also been cross checkers in. The college directors have been in. You know, a lot of times the general managers have been in to see these guys. And hey, you know, you could take the analytics and throw them out. You got to have guys with eyes now who can see and project players. And I think that's where that's really going to come in. In fact, when I was in Philadelphia 1 year, we didn't have a general manager, a college director, anybody, and three scouts, and the coaches ran the draft. And, I mean, Emmett Thomas, one of your favorites in Kansas City, Emmett was there. And but anyway, we ran the draft, and we had one of the best drafts in Philadelphia history. So, you know, I think that maybe sometimes all that other stuff is overblown. And if you stick to your game plan and take who you were going to take, then you're still going to be all right. But that being said, Scott, what, you know, you're talking about sometimes those late risers, you know, you like to see them. They might have been hurt during the year, and you'd like to get them in for a workout or what have you. You won't be able to do that, so you have to rely basically on film instead of measurables.
Dan, curious your reaction to what happened during all the free agent movements, particularly quarterback, when – you know, Tampa goes with Brady, Indy goes with Rivers, Carolina even goes with Bridgewater, Breeze stays home, on and on. Did any of the movements at quarterback or any other positions change your opinion about what might happen in the draft?
Well, I think that's always a big variable, Mark, that, you know, your draft is kind of set up on what happens in free agency. And, you know, I think it kind of tells you, you know, what kind of confidence teams have in different positions and who they went after, because there hasn't been a ton of wide receivers picked up. Now, Robbie Anderson was signed by the Panthers today, you know, from the Jets, but there hasn't been a lot there. You know, the biggest move, obviously, was when Hopkins goes out to Arizona, in that move there, which is exactly why you don't have a coach running your draft or anything else. You have to have a general manager that's going to be a check and balance for you and not do some crazy moves and not get anything in return, really. I mean, I'm glad David Johnson's going to get, you know, another chance somewhere else, because they just simply didn't use him, which means the head coach, you know, out of Arizona, who hadn't been in the league, didn't know David Johnson. You know what I mean? So hopefully David will get a chance there. But nevertheless, I think the moves, I'm happy to see Brady get if he wants to play, you know, another 3 years. And he's good. If he's good enough to play, which I think he is, he's going to have the best receiver. See, it almost seems like, you know, Belichick tried to make Brady overcome everything. Didn't give him any weapons. He loses the best tight end in the world. And his receivers, with the exception of Edelman, are just guys. And now Tom's going to go down to to Tampa, and he's going to have some big-time receivers there and big-time tight ends again. And now if he can get Edelman in the trade, they'll really be cooking down there because Kyle will get that ball out quick. And but I think that, you know, overall, teams were on the free agency. They kind of filled in some of their bigger spots that they wanted to, or ones that, you know, the areas that they didn't feel like they could address in the draft. And but now we'll see, because I don't think really anybody overpaid. You know, maybe Chicago overpaid for Quinn a little bit there. You know, sometimes he looks like he's ready to go. I know that didn't make you feel real good, Mark, but, you know, I think they might have overpaid a little bit for him. But then we also have Super Bowl champ here, you know, Scott Unash on the air also. So he's you know, loving all that stuff too.
I am, and thanks for bringing that up. Makes me feel a little bit better in this time we're going through right now. Are we seeing with all the quarterback movement maybe a different way to approach bringing in a rookie? You're seeing the Colts, and you mentioned the laundry list of teams that signed the Phillip Rivers and others up and down the line. Maybe bring in a quarterback to be a mentor guy. Draft a Herbert or somebody like that. Just keep them under wraps, under their wing for a year, maybe even a year and a half. Maybe we're starting to see it. We had that era, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, Dan, where, okay, draft a guy, he better come in, he better do something in the first year and a half, or he's done. And that didn't go real well with a lot of teams.
No, it shouldn't. I mean, with the pressure that the coaches are under, they want to win now. And they're not in the development mode, because when you start developing a guy, they'll already be fired, you know, in 2 years because of the stupidity of certain owners out there. You know, they don't let anything play out or let a guy develop because they don't know. They made their billions in trucking or, you know, whatever, but they don't know anything about football. They think they do. But, you know, all of a sudden you got that money and they think they know everything. But I think that you got to let these guys develop. It's going to saw them away a little bit and let them develop. I mean, the biggest example, of course, is Mahomes right now. 1 year, you know, he sat behind Alex Smith and boom, you know, he's the best player in the world, you know. But and that isn't going to happen all the time. But you need to let the Aaron Rodgers, he developed over 3 years under, you know, Favre. You have to let – it's the toughest position to play in pro sports, and you can't expect a guy to come in right away and throw against the best defensive backs in the world and not, you know, make a mistake, throw an interception, or, you know, in Cleveland's case, they make a bad hire of a head coach, poor coordinators, and Baker Mayfield took a, you know, a step back. I mean, he's the most accurate quarterback I've ever seen coming out of college, and then he looked like just a guy you can get off the street corner, you know, and is down in Checktown eating at Sakura Bakery or something, you know. So I think that, Scott, you're exactly right. You got to be able to be in the – and the only one that can do that is the owner. The owner can tell everybody else, hey, relax, this is the way we're going to do it, and we're going to develop this guy, and we're going to put him on field behind maybe a veteran for a year or two, and let's do it. But that's the only guy that can do it. And, hey, our head coach is getting his 4 or 5 years. He's not going to get fired in 2 years. I think Jack Kent Cook said that what the golden rule, you know, is the, hey, I have the gold, and I'm the golden ruler, you know. So the owner can do this.
If you have a question for Dan Shunk of Our Lads NFL Scouting Service, give us a shout, 319-366-1600. That's our First Federal Credit Union text line, whether it be an individual, team, or what have you. Dan, I was looking at your rankings by position, and two guys that we got to know pretty well in Big Ten country, J.K. Dobbins and Jonathan Taylor. You think very highly of both, but you rank Dobbins a tick higher. Is there any particular reason?
Yeah, I think he's more of a complete back, Mark, and he doesn't fumble, you know, as much as Taylor does. Those two things, you know, kind of jumped out. Now, Dobbins, he didn't work out at the combine, so we didn't get to see some of the other stuff that he can do, but I know he's got speed. I mean, even in the semifinal game this year with a bad ankle. You know, he broke some long runs and everything. He didn't take it to the house. He got caught by Muse from Clemson on that one play. But, you know, he's tough. He's a better blocker, I think, in pass protection than Taylor. Obviously, Jonathan, I mean, if he's in a downhill zone running scheme and he sees those creases and he hits it and he presses that hole, he's gone. There's no doubt about it, okay? So, but I think, you know, he's average catching the ball, although they tried to feature him a little bit more, you know, snagging the ball out there this year. But his pass pro is going to be off because he just really hasn't done it. Whereas Dobbins is pretty good in pass pro, although, you know, all the pundits out there will say, what about that one game where I can't remember what it was, but, man, Dobbins got knocked in the backfield 5 yards one time and, you know, his junior year. He can catch the ball better. He's more natural catching the ball. And I think his vision overall, you know, seeing across the whole front, he can really make that cutback run and maybe a little bit quicker. Jonathan does have cutback ability, but we got Dobbins ranked up there just right ahead of him.
Dan, how about some of the guys that people may not know about? The Kyle Duggars, people like that, the James Robinsons. Talk about those guys a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you, Kyle Duggar is he's a tremendously smart guy, and he's big, he's fast, he's 6'1 and change, about 217-pound safety. And I think that some team, depending on the team and what scheme he gets into, guys, he will – be an outstanding player because he'll be on all the special teams. He can return, he can cover, and he's a very mature young man. He came from Lenoir Rhine, which a lot of people didn't know where that was, if it was part of a squash or a watermelon or something with Rhine. But, you know, Lenoir Rhine is out there, and he's really, really a good football player. Like I said, when you see him, he looks like a pro boxer, his build, probably maybe more so than a safety, but he's got good flexibility. He's a tough guy. He can cover, and he's, like I said, really smart, so he can line up in any scheme and really did a nice job at the Senior Bowl this year. He played in the Senior Bowl and had real nice practices during the week. Now, James Robinson is he played in the Missouri Valley, so a lot of fans, Northern Iowa fans and Illinois State fans and Missouri Valley fans got to see this guy for 3 years. And he was just outstanding. And he, when he was with us at the East-West this year, East-West Shrine Bowl, I mean, he was spectacular. His first carry in practice, he went like 58 yards for a touchdown. And he should have been the most valuable offensive player. It was Benny LeMay ended up making it from Charlotte who had a good game, a couple touchdowns, like 80 yards rushing. But I'll tell you, Robinson caught two balls and went 56 yards. He had 80-some yards in rushing, you know, and 7 carries. But he's one of those downhill, press-the-hole guys. You know, he gets those 2- and 3-yard runs, those tough runs, every time. He's always going forward. He doesn't get knocked back. He knocked the lights out in the playoffs. He had 500-and-some yards rushing in 2 games, and Illinois State got to the semifinals and he catches the ball really well out of the backfield. He's a very compact guy. He's about, you know, 5'9", 5'10", about 224 pounds, and he's built like a pro running back. I mean, he looks like he got those big, thick thighs on him, and he's all power. So, he could play in the Big Ten. He could have played anywhere. And Brock Speck, who's from Rockford, Illinois, got him out of Rockford and convinced him to come to Illinois State.
Yeah.
Dan, we have a text from David in Hudson. Wants to ask you a question, and it is this. Don't the Vikings need a wide receiver after getting rid of Diggs to help Thielen?
And I'll tell you what, it wouldn't hurt. And a guy that we kind of like who's big and fast, and there's a lot of those receivers, this year, in fact, I just had him down. I was going to put him on mock draft. Mims from Baylor, he's about 6'3", and he's about 210, 12 pounds in there. And he ran 4.38 at the combine. And I couldn't argue if you know, Rick Spielman would take a tackle there, or excuse me, take a wide receiver there after losing Diggs, and he won't have as many problems with this new receiver, whoever he brings in. But obviously, Cousins would love to have, you know, another receiver. So yes, I would say that they could bring in swap Diggs for a new one.
Craig from Cedar Rapids called Buttons, did not want to come on the air, but has a question with a local tie here. How well will Tristan Wirfs, the former Hawkeye, do in an NFL blocking scheme? That's from Craig.
Well, I tell you, they run a zone. They're almost all of them are running some sort of a zone blocking scheme. They run at Iowa. I think it's going to be a smooth transition for Tristan. Now, we were the first ones to stick him up there going to the Giants at number, you know, the fourth pick in the draft. And, Mark, you might recall this because we talked about this a few years ago. But, you know, sure, if we put him way up there going to the Redskins then, and never thought, well, what are you doing? I mean, who's going to take Scherf, you know, up at number five? And, of course, the Redskins took him at five. And I think that Wirfs, now, I think he's going to be a Giant if they don't take Simmons from Clemson. Now, I know Dave Gettleman really well. We used to travel on the road together to scout and things like that when he was with Buffalo and the Giants before he became the general manager and things. And Dave loves those big offensive linemen. I think he calls them hog mollies or something like that, you know. And I think Tristan would be perfect there. Because what they could do is go in to start him at right tackle, and then when Solder's contract's up in a year or two, they can move him over to left tackle. But my in the heart of hearts, what I'd really like to see happen, I'd love to see Tristan go to Cleveland. Because I, you know, anybody's listening to your show, guys, they know I love Bill Callahan, the outstanding offensive line coach, is now at Cleveland, and Bill is developed linemen in Dallas and Washington and, the you know, then the Oakland Raiders up at Wisconsin, they run all that zone scheme. I'd love to see Tristan go there because I guarantee you by year or two, he'll be in the Pro Bowl. So, but I think the Giants may snag him at four. But if not, boy, I'd love to see him go at 10 to Cleveland. But, yeah, he's got that. It's going to be a smooth transition. Long answer, short question. He's going to make that transition smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, there's a lot of Bears fans around here, as you know, including myself. This is the year that they pay the price, so to speak, for having acquired Khalil Mack. Gave up a lot in this year's draft. I don't think they draft until 43 and 50 or something like that. My question is, what do the Bears need and what should they expect to get in the second round?
Well, you know, I think this, Mark, at that point, what you're starting to do is look at the best player you got on your board, and all teams have about 150 players on their board when they start the draft. Well, they start peeling them off as they go, and then, hey, Chicago might have a guy standing right there, you know, that jumps out at you that they really like and they would love to take, you know, earlier if they had an earlier pick, and they may peel off, you know, the best guy. But, you know, I think that they got to do some more things to help, you know, the defense and offensively. You know, they're looking for depth, and I think that if they can get some people, but there's a lot of receivers out there that they could grab. I was trying to think. They got ended up bringing Graham in from Green Bay at tight end, but then they put Brian Foles to push Trubisky. But I think that another nose tackle, defensive tackle kind of guy would help them. I love Nichols there. Goldman's a tough guy. Hicks has had his moments, and then I think Quinn, as long as he's sound, and he's going to help a lot. And that they brought in Martavius Mingo the other day as a pass rusher. So, but another safety would not hurt. I think that, and there's going to be some good safeties in this draft. And I think that safety is another position they could look at.
Not another quarterback, though. No more quarterbacks in Chicago for Mark out there. Dan Schock of Arlat Scouting Service joining us for a few more minutes. Our friend John at Columbus Junction wants to know about his 49ers. Should the 49ers draft a wide receiver this year?
Well, you know, they lost a pretty good one at Sanders the other day, and I think that if people will recall, about a year ago, I guess it was, Deebo Samuels was our top receiver almost all year, and he had a big, big year, you know, for the 49ers. So I think that there's a lot of receivers out there this year, and I think that the 49ers could grab a receiver, but they don't have to take him in the first round. You know, they could take him a little bit later on. They, you know, re-signed Armstead. I hate to see him lose Buckner or let him, you know, make that trade because I really like him. But I think that they could use some help inside, interior linemen. There's no guard that's really worth that spot. They got a couple first-round picks now, so they may package up something and move up. So they could, you know, maybe take one of these tackles like Wills from Alabama, for instance, kick him inside the guard. Okay. So, but if they took a receiver, I think they would take him in the second round, unless they really fell in love with one of those. If say for instance, Ruggs is there, the burner. They want somebody to, you know, have to get to Garoppolo deep. You know, Garoppolo can get to him deep. They may take a guy like Ruggs, but and I wouldn't argue that point either.
Dan, trades are always a part of every draft. Given what you know right now, excuse me, how will trades impact things, especially in the first round? Will there be more, less, or too hard to predict?
Well, you know, as soon as I say there probably won't be a whole lot, they'll probably set a record in making trades, you know, that's kind of the way it is sometimes. But I think this could be, I think there's going to be trades because of the quarterback now, you know, whether they want Tua or whether you want Herbert. I think there's going to be a lot of talk about Cincinnati, you know, Miami moving up so they can get somebody. And I don't really think Tua's their guy. I really think their doctors said, hey, we're going to have to back off on this guy. And I could be wrong, but remember, the orthopedic guys for the Dolphins, they didn't pass Drew Brees, and we saw what happened on that deal. But anyway, if they didn't go with a rotator in the shoulder, they sure ain't going to go for some hips. So I think that, you know, they like Herbert, but I've heard scuttlebutt, you know, three picks going that first, but Mike Brown will not do that. But I think you could see some other movement. I'm going to say that there's probably going to be about 10 trades, you know, one way or another, which doesn't really put it on the top. It's kind of about average, I guess, of what they'll do in the first round.
Yeah. All this information and a whole lot more available at Our Lads. Dan, we'll, I'm sure, have you on at least one more time prior to the NFL draft coming up. But always appreciate the time. And if people want more information, and you've got a lot of it out there, how can they go about finding it?
Scott, they can go to OurLads, OurLads.com, and we've got our depth chart set up there, and the free agency tracker and the college depth charts we're updating as we kind of go, going to add freshmen on the roster and things like that now. And but then we got all the draft picks way over to the right, so you can see, you know, how we got them graded right now. And so there's a lot of things at OurLabs.com with the depth charts. And then, hey, if you want to pick up $500, or maybe we should have put a 1,000 rolls of toilet paper or something on there this year, you know. But you can get do the mock draft challenge, and you can win $500, and that might help you pay for some toilet paper. So, but anyway, OurLads.com, and always appreciate being with Scott and Mark. Thank you very much.
All right, Dan. Hey, appreciate it. Take care. Be safe, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks.
Dan Schonk, Our Lads Scouting Service, joining us here on the Gym Class at 3:52. We're overdue for a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about Obi Toppin and Luka Garza, the big controversy of the day, when we return after this on KGYM.
Get started on all your spring projects with 11% off everything at Menards. Put in that new deck or patio you've always wanted and save 11%. Improve your home's outdoor living space with a new patio set or grill and save 11%. Make your yard work easier with a new lawnmower or trimmer. Save 11% now at Menards. 11% off. Good through Saturday, March 28th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you ordered some wipers online with our free same-day store pickup? No problem. We'll grab those for you so you can get back on the road. You know, we also offer free next-day delivery. You just order what you need on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m. and we deliver it to your front door the next day. It's perfect for those projects that can wait until tomorrow. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible items on orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I have to go to the gym and untangle my headphones while warming up on the treadmill. And I'll finally untangle them 4 miles later, at which point I'm going to be real tired. Oh, yeah.
Motorcycles make everything exciting. And when Geico makes it easy to switch and save on motorcycle insurance, it's even more exciting.
And once I put my headphones in, I realize my phone's dead. Then I get to run in silence.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
All right, thanks to Dan Schock of Our Lad Scouting Service for joining us. If you missed part of our conversation, we will have it up shortly for you at KGYMradio.com. That, of course, is available for you to listen to at the podcast form. And we encourage you to listen to us each and every day at home as we surf out and ride out the pandemic here. And if you're working from home, we do appreciate you tuning in on 1600 AM, 107.5 The Jim OT, 106.3 in Iowa City, and 102.3 here in Cedar Rapids, KGYMRadio.com, KGYM Radio app, or skills on Alexa. And we'll have Dan on again, Mark, as we get closer and closer to the National Football League draft, and talk more about the draft specifics coming up as we get in the next couple of weeks or so. Tomorrow, David Bluner will join us as we will talk about his brand new book coming out, a novel, 8 years in the making. And join us tomorrow. A lot of time to read right now, Mark. I haven't got into the reading, the heavy reading as of yet, but I have a feeling that may be coming down the line here.
Yeah, the name of the book is The Great Gamble, and David has been at this for about 8.5 years, and it'd be interesting to talk to, is that Lisa's better half, is that right?
I am not going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole.
Okay, all right.
Maybe we get a 2-for-1 tomorrow. I don't, you know, we talked to David about the novel, and, you know, Lisa's there, and Lisa, you know, wants to talk, then, yeah, we'll talk. Maybe we get a 2-for-1 tomorrow. Who knows?
Well, we'll have plenty of time with David and perhaps squeeze in a question for Lisa. How about that?
Yeah, we'll do that. That'll be coming up on the Wednesday edition of the program. Thursday, we'll talk about that is the day the high school football schedules are going to be released. We've heard that from a couple of different sources in the last 24 hours or so. So we will have that to kick around coming up on the Thursday program of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Big news today, Obi Toppin, AP National Player of the Year over Luca Garza. Outrage taking over Hawkeye Nation right now. Fueled, I guess for one day anyway, a little bit more of a sense of normalcy because of the fact that we have Twitter people bashing each other right now. Those for Obi Toppin, those for Luca Garza. So,
yeah, as I mentioned earlier, it's hard to argue with what Luca Garza did this year. There's no question about that. Look at all the honors that he's received and the competition he played against. It's truly remarkable. And Toppin is no slouch. There's no question about it. He averaged 20 points a game for Dayton this year in 31 games. But what was Dayton's competition compared to Iowa? I think that's a big factor when you look at something like this.
Yeah. More on that coming up with Todd and Alex. They are next with the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on KGYM. We will talk to you tomorrow at 3. David Bluder will join us. Have a good night, Mark.
Get in the
zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you ordered some wipers online with our free same-day store pickup? No problem. We'll grab those for you so you can get back on the road. You know, we also offer free next-day delivery. You just order what you need on AutoZone.com.